I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. A singleton man has died while working on a mining truck in Musselbrook yesterday. The 42-year-old was working on a mine dump truck body at Resco Engineering in Musselbrook's industrial estate when it's believed the man was crushed by a piece of equipment that fell on him. The incident occurred just after 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Police are investigating the nature of how the man died. An investigation into the amount of firearms across the Hunter shows Aberdeen has one gun for every two people. The analysis by the Newcastle Herald found there were nearly 17.5 licensed gun holders in the Hunter. Samantha Lee from the National Coalition for Gun Control told the paper there needs to be tighter ownership restrictions and only people with a genuine reason, such as farmers and sporting shooters, should have a license. This comes as police report four guns being stolen from a locked gun safe in a Musselbrook home last week. A new study suggests children across the Upper Hunter are not playing enough, with a national survey revealing nearly half of all 8 to 12-year-olds do not play every day. Child development experts are alarmed by the findings, warning video games and homework could be stopping local kids from getting enough unstructured playtime. Catherine Nielsen-Hewitt says unstructured play is crucial to a child's development and can help avoid later problems such as anxiety and depression.
Children's lives are becoming increasingly overscheduled, so they're full of a lot of structured activities like music class and soccer and dancing. So they're missing out on valuable unstructured play experiences, which are really important for their development.
I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.